Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope you are having a blessed morning. Welcome to the Love Letters from Christ podcast. I, Shalay, am your host, and I look forward to having you all here to listen to the topics God has placed in my heart. All right, you guys, how are you doing today? How are you doing today? Are you blessed? Are you having a blessed day today? I hope you are. I pray that you are having a blessed day. I really do. Today, we are going to be talking about what it means to live a blessed life. What does it mean to live a blessed life, beloved? Well, to know Jesus Christ is a blessing. Jesus Christ is the blessing, you guys. He is the biggest blessing ever. To live in Him, you are blessed. To be blessed does not mean to have the latest trends in clothes, fancy cars, or expensive things. That's what the world teaches us. The world teaches us to be blessed is to have the fancy, expensive, materialistic things. And that's not true. Even though it's nice to have those things. But that's not necessarily the true meaning of a blessing. The blessing is Jesus Christ. The blessing is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our blessing. Did you know that? Did you know Jesus Christ is a blessing to us? Well, if not, let me explain. You know, he came down onto this earth and he died for our sins. Jesus Christ has died for our sins. He has died for our sins. He has came down on this earth and died for us so that we can have life more abundantly. So we can live a new life, so we can become a new creation in Christ. While I was having some alone time with the Lord, this question popped up. Well, what happens when you allow God to come into your heart? And that's a good question. I wrote this question down and I said, God, break it down to me. And you know, because we serve a good Father, whatever we ask, He's going to answer. He's going to answer. He did. He answered me. He did. And He gave me scripture. And I'm going to share these things with you. I'm going to share the scriptures with you. I'm going to share a few things. I really want to talk to you guys about this, because so many people are deceived of what being blessed means, what it means to have a blessed life. So you guys, you know, when we allow Jesus Christ into our hearts, when we confess that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, there are blessings to come for that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are protected,
you guys. And, you know, you guys might be saying, well, what do you mean you are protected? I mean,
you are protected, you guys. All right. So the scripture that I have for this is Psalm 34, verse 8. All right. Let's go to Psalm 34, verse 8. I'll be reading out of the King James Version. So if you guys have your Bibles, go ahead and pause this and go ahead and follow along. I really want to break this down to you guys and for you guys. I want to break this down to you the way that I see it and the way how God has revealed it to me. Right now, Father God, I pray that everyone who's under the sound of my voice may be able to receive the word of the Lord today, O God. May you open their eyes and take the scales off their eyes and the scales off their hearts today, O God. May you be able to minister to them in Jesus' name. All right, you guys. So Psalms 34, verse 8. It says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And because you trust in him, he will protect you. He will protect you. He will. Some other blessings that come into your life when you allow Jesus Christ into your heart and you live your life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sickness must flee. Sickness must flee. Sickness cannot stay when you have the living Lord of all lords, the Spirit of God dwelling within you. When you have the Spirit of God dwelling within you, sickness cannot stay. Sickness is not from God, you guys. In the Word of God, it says that by His stripes we have been healed. By His stripes we have been healed by His stripes. Jesus Christ has come down here to earth to walk this earth in the flesh to heal us. My gosh. I hope you guys are hearing this. I hope this is blessing somebody. So in Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, in the King James Version, it says, And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Let me read that again. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. Who's the Lord? Jesus Christ is your Lord. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. As you serve the Lord, sickness must go. Sickness must go. Yes. Another blessing that you receive when you allow Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life is you begin to find your identity. Your identity becomes revealed to you. Your identity comes from the Lord Himself. You have been created in the image of God. It says that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. That our God has created us in the image of Him. He has created us in the image of Him. I'm not really going to go too deep in that one, but for those who have ears to hear, let them hear, Lord. And for those who have eyes to see, let them see, Lord God. And in the midst of your identity being revealed, God will show you the destiny that He has ordained for you while you were being knitted in your mother's womb. Jeremiah 29:11, it talks about God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. He does indeed have a plan for your life. I'm going to go ahead and read Jeremiah 29:11 for you in the King James Version. And it says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has a plan for your life. And in here, you can, if you take the time to go back to the scripture and meditate on it, it says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. My goodness, that says a lot right there. God wants to give you peace. That is a blessing to have peace, and peace comes within the Lord, God Almighty Himself. God does not have evil thoughts towards you. He does not think evil things towards you or about you. He knows the plans He has for your life because he is the one who has ordained it, and He is the one who has chosen those plans for your life. He does not think evil of you. This is some of the blessings you receive when you allow God to come into your heart. And that alone, the fact that Jesus Christ alone has come down and died for us so we can have life more abundantly. That's a blessing, you guys. We need to be grateful and be humble of that. We need to really think about that. That's a blessing. And then there's so many other blessings that comes along when you allow Jesus Christ into your heart. You become whole. You become whole. All those broken wounds that the world has broken you, that the world has tried to destruct you, they become healed by the Lord God Almighty. You have been healed by His stripes. You have been healed by His stripes. You have. Now that I talked about what happens when you allow God to come into your heart, I also want to talk to you guys about the truth. I want to talk to you guys about what happens when you do not allow God into your hearts, when you do reject the Lord God Almighty. I want to speak with you. Can I speak to you? Can I speak the truth, you guys? It's God has given me a voice, and I will speak the truth, and you should too. You will not listen to this and not be the same. But God gives us free will. He gives us free will to allow Jesus Christ into our hearts or to just reject Him. Well, you guys have the choice whether you want to reject the Lord Jesus Christ or to just allow Him to just come into your heart and show you His might and His presence. And when you do not allow God into your hearts, you will never really truly be at peace, because God Himself gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding, you guys. He is the peace of Prince. And, yes, you know, it's a different kind of peace when you allow God to come into your life. When you allow to take the time and allow God to minister to your heart. It's a different kind of peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a peace that cannot be explained, beloved. You can't explain the peace that comes from God, but my, ever since I said yes to God, the peace in my life, it's a different kind of peace. It's amazing. It's a great feeling. And you know, you truly don't know what peace is until you allow God into your hearts. It's true, you guys. It's so true. So, if we go to John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and peace is in Him. Peace is in Him. The next thing, when you reject the kingdom of God, you do not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So many people are being deceived, thinking that they will inherit the kingdom of God even when they reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That is a lie from the enemy, you guys. You will not inherit the kingdom of God if you do not confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, and the way. He is the only door into heaven. He is your way into heaven. You have to confess with a pure, true heart and really mean it. You do. And not enough people, so many people want to, they don't speak about these things. They don't speak about it. And we have to talk about this. If you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I want you to really think about this, because most people will come back and say, well, you know what? Why would a loving God create hell? Well, first of all, hell was never intended for us to go. The Lord God does not want us to go to hell. He loves us so much. That's not what he want where he wants us to go. But when we do not obey the laws of God, our Heavenly Father, when we do not listen to Him as our parent, as our Heavenly Father, we are being known as disobedient. And disobedient people, disobedient children are not welcomed into His home. Just like you may disobey your parents and they may say, you can't stay here because you're being disobedient. You're not listening, so if you're not going to follow my rules, you can't stay here. It's the same. It's the same for our Heavenly Father. He's not going to allow you to inherit the kingdom of God if you're not going to obey His rules. If you're not going to obey Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, it talks about this. It says in the King James Version, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterators, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." My goodness. Now, the King James Version may not speak to you, but I do recommend that you might want to check out the scriptures in like the NIV, the ESV, or whatever translation is going to help you understand. But I really want you guys to think about this. You know, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God if we do not allow Jesus Christ into our hearts. He has come to this earth and died for us so that we can be a new creation in Christ. Beloved, hear me. If you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, but you want to say yes. Yes, I want sickness to flee. Yes, I want to have eternal life. I want that unconditional, unfailing love. I want my destiny to be unveiled. I want to find my identity in Christ. Yes, I want that. If this is you, if this is what you want, if you want God, if you want Jesus Christ, if you want the Spirit of the living God to come and dwell within inside of you, then I want you to say, say, God, show me who you are. I want to get to know you. I don't want to live this life that I've tried to live on my own. I'm tired of feeling lonely. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being broken. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of being sad. I want to do right. If this is you, then I want you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, today I want to confess that I am a sinner. I want to confess all my wrongdoings to you, O God. I want your Spirit to dwell within inside of me. I want to have the blessed life of knowing Jesus Christ. I want to know who Jesus Christ is. I want to be healed. I want to be protected. I want eternal, everlasting life. I want to inherit the kingdom of God. Show me, Lord. Show me, my Abba Father. Show me. Teach me, minister to me, guide me. I confess today that Jesus Christ has come to this earth to die for me. To die for me. To make me into a new creation in Christ. I want to be that new creation. I want to know who I am. I want to know what my destiny is. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. May God continue to bless you. If you are in need for personal prayer, send in your prayer request or request a personal prayer call at loveletters from christ.com. Until next time, be blessed.